Welcome, everybody. Shinaman 922. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, so we are in the middle of talking about the halachas of saying, answering Amen, and Siman Reish Tesvav, the extreme importance, which we'll talk a little bit about that also, Bezras Hashem. We spoke about last share the reference to little children below Chinuch, how to work with that. The question is, how much time do you have, right? A person says a bracha. Do I have to hear the whole bracha? We saw from the Sefer Shein Halachos, you have to hear the Hashem's name. Do you have to Haskaras Hashem? Do you have to hear the end? You have to hear the beginning? You have to hear the whole thing? And once I heard it, how much time do I have? And so on. So the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas, he brings down, we spoke about if you finish together with the chazan, right? Depending if it's the same bracha, not the same bracha. If it's not the same bracha, definitely you say amen. If it's the same bracha in general, we don't say amen. There were a few exceptions. But he says like this on page Tuf Chof Zayin, actually Ois Aleph, at the end of Ois Aleph in our Simin Reish Tezvav, he says, Vim Siyim Hu Bracha Siyim Esviyachad Imoi. Okay, so he's talking about the shatz oy kol adam acher bracha acheres. The divrei hakol is mutalan is amen al birchas chaveri afapish the meila havika ina amen acher birchas atzmai. Right, so if it's a different bracha, so that's what we said, right? Let's say you're davening psukah dezimra, whatever, you're finishing yishtabach, the chaz is finishing baruch shiyama, whatever. That's what he says. If you finish together, v'yachid imay tiyamashat say kol adam achar bracha acheres, a different bracha, then according to everybody, is mutal on his amen al birchas chaveri, then he answered the bracha on your friend. You can say amen even though you just finished the bracha, like we said, but it's on your friend's bracha because bracha acheres, it's a different bracha. A mutal on his amen al birchas chaveri, alpha pisha memela, havikaina amen acha birchas asma, even though it looks like you're answering amen on yourself, but your friend made a different bracha, so that's fine. It's only when it's the same bracha where it becomes problematic. Now, so now he says, "Im la'achar siyam hu esber chosei over shir toich kedei dibur." Oh, so now the thing is, "Im la'achar siyam hu esber chosei." Finish the bracha. Let's say if a person finished the bracha over shir toich kedei dibur, and it passed by the amount of time toich kedei dibur, like we've spoken about Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. He brings down over here. It's roughly between 2 to 3 seconds. So in general, we'll see, we have to talk about that a little bit. The amount of time a person has after a bracha to say amen is toich kedei dibur in general, right? In other words, by the bracha finished, person said a bracha, I have toich kedei dibur. Those between two and three seconds, shama lecha rabbi, v'shama es ha-shatz. Now, if that time passed, v'shama es ha-shatz, and you heard the shatz, right, the chazar, whoever it is, the davening chazar es ha-shatz, or whatever, the chazan saying, oi chaveirai, or somebody else, ending off, afilu oi sebracha, even the same bracha, kishaloi, the same bracha as you're making, but you finished, let's say it was already, you finished it toich kedei dibur, that amount of time before, between the 2 to 3 seconds before. In other words, you finished the bracha, then the toich kedei dibur passed. Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, the 2 to 3 seconds passed, right? And your friend finished off the same time. He says, Kishalei oina amen acharav amen. You could answer amen over there. So, but he says on the bottom, interesting thing. He says, he brings from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Oh, so he brings from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, she'im over shir toich kedei dibur. If that amount of time passed, in other words, you finished your bracha. It's the same bracha as the chazan. That's what we're saying. It's the same bracha as the chazan. You finished together with the chazan, but you finished together with the chazan. The same bracha. V'adayin lo, and says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, he brings on the bottom in the Ois 5, lo kala amen mipi roiv hatzibur. Most of the tzibur, most of the congregation, most of the people in shul are still saying amen. Yochalanes amen. You could jump in and say amen because your toich kedei dibur, that amount of time, right, we've spoken about in the past, toich kedei dibur is sort of like the cutoff, that's the amount of time where you lose the connection. But so for your bracha, you lost the connection. But that's the tzibur, in other words, the people in shul, everybody's roiv, most of the people are still saying amen, still answering amen. So it's sort of like a catch 22. You're hopping it really quick. Still answer amen. How he brings it down from Reb Shlomo Zalman, that would still be, you're still in the time frame of the Chazan's bracha. In other words, your bracha, you're ready. It doesn't look like you're answering amen on your bracha because already Teich Kadei Dibur passed. Those Shalom Aleichem Rebbe after your bracha, the 2 to 3 seconds passed. But the Tzibur is still answering amen. It's because it takes a drop longer, right? So you can still say amen, even though it's the same bracha. That's what he says. Ve'im la'achar siyem hu esper chosei over shir toich kadei dibur, right? Ve'shoma es ha'shatz, and you heard the shatz chaveire somebody else l'sayim afilu oise bracha, even the same bracha k'shalai oin acharav amen. You can still say amen as long as like he brings from Shlomo Zalman, but as long as the people are still saying amen in shul, because it's still part of the same time frame. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. It's only over there whereby, and he brings from the Lashon of the Mishabura, he says, Dafke im siyim bebas achas. It's only whereby you finish together, right? The Lashon of Mishabura, he says, Shom dafke im siyim bebas achas. It's only whereby you finish together at one time with the chazen or your friend or whatever, the same bracha, you finish at one time, bebas achas lo yanami. Then you don't say amen. But if you're able to, if it slept out another couple of seconds, you could hop in the amen and the fever of Shlomo Zalman, as long as the people are still saying amen in shul, definitely you could catch in. So that's an important thing to keep in mind, a reference to if you're finishing off the same bracha with the chazin or your friend or something along those lines. With your friend, it would be hard to say that the people in shul are answering amen, but at least with the chazin, we have that relying from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. But he brings on even your friend so you can still hop in. But at least we can rely on that, at least by the shots when the chazin is finishing the same bracha as you, you could answer in conjunction with what we just mentioned. Or the other thing is, when it comes to your, when it comes to your friend, actually, you know, in other words, if you finished the Teich Kadei Dibur before him, in other words, he finished those between 2 and 3 seconds after you, right? In other words, you finished, let's say I finished the Bracha of Yishtabach, I finished, and then Teich Kadei Dibur, that amount of time passed. That's what I think what he's trying to say, Lamaisa. That amount of time passed, right? The 2 to 3 seconds is the amount of time it takes you to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, and your friend, right? And your friend is finishing the bracha, so you'll say, well, we just finished together. No, so the Mishabrua, Lashon Mishabrua, the Basachas at one time, but if it passed by the Teich Kadei Dibur, there was a differentiation between you finishing and your friend finishing. You finish first, and your friend finishing of 2 to 3 seconds, Teich Kadei Dibur, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, that was a differentiation, even though he finished so quickly right after you. Then he says, that's what he says, Vim Lacha Shasim, Hu, as Berchase, Ava, Shir, Teich Kadei Dibur, even though it's the same bracha, he can answer amen. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, definitely if it's the shatz, even at the same time, as long as the tzibur is still saying amen, that would still be, you could still jump in that amount of time after. Because the mice, according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, even if you finish together lechayra, and it passed the 2 to 3 seconds, the shalom aleichem, the teich kadei dibur, like kala amen mipi roiv hatzibur, they're still in the middle of saying amen. Is a large amount of people, so you could hop in over there. Also, thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tov.